At least 12 people have been killed and more than 70 injured in the London Tower Block blaze in North Kensington. Smoke is still billowing from some floors. While there's grief for those who failed to escape, there's also anger, as many residents blame the new cladding on their building for the rapid spread of the fire. Chief Foreign Correspondent Philip Williams was on the scene.
It looked like a disaster movie, but this was horribly real. Residents like Mahad Egal and his wife and two small children just got out after someone banged on his door.
It's incredible we survived. So many people were left inside. We had so many relatives and families and friends that called and said, we are still trapped in. Let the fire services know that we are still here. We are trapped. This kid that called and said he was trapped in his room.
Mahad Egal said the blaze started after his neighbour's fridge exploded on the fourth floor, but it soon spread to the outside of the building all the way to the 24th floor.
This was really horrific. There's people who were jumping out of the place. There's a man who threw two of his children.
There was another account of a baby being dropped out of a window. Simone Williams is a nurse and went to help survivors.
I've seen some things, but today I can't even describe it. There's mothers that have come out and lost their children. There are firefighters that have come out injured, but we don't know if they're going to even come out safe. People have lost their homes. Children have seen things. People were jumping out the window.
Michael Paramisivan was on the seventh floor and ran down the fire escape with his daughter and girlfriend.
Turned around and looked at their building, and it was just engulfed. It was like it had been on fire for hours. It spread that quick. And I was looking up the top, there was a silhouette of three kids banging on the window, and I was watching this from behind the college, and then the next thing you know, bang, it just exploded, the room exploded, and the three silhouettes had gone. And then there was someone on the roof, someone told me to live around the other side, a friend of mine, you see a man jump off the roof as well at some time. It's absolutely horrendous.
David Collins used to head the Grenfell Tower Residents Association. He says the local management and council ignored repeated warnings the building was unsafe.
Concerns over locations of boilers, concerns about escape, concerns about fire escape lighting, and they refused to investigate. They wouldn't believe that the residents were concerned.
The focus is now on why the fire spread so rapidly. Locals and experts are questioning the new cladding attached to the building in a major renovation just last year. Fire safety expert Graham Fieldhouse.
Well, certainly we'd want to know what cladding was used, what specification for the cladding was given, but a building doesn't travel up concrete, does it? So it's got to have travelled up something, and the cladding was there. So, prima facie, the cladding has been the cause of the fire spread up the external parts of the building.
That concern is backed up by building safety expert Jeff Wilkinson.
We've seen clearly show that the building didn't perform in the way in which we'd expect the building to perform. If there is a fire in any of these buildings, you'd expect it to be contained to an individual apartment. You wouldn't expect it to spread in anything like the way, and certainly not in the time that we've actually seen here. So something has gone dramatically wrong here.
If the materials or design did play a role in this disaster, there may be implications far beyond Grenfell Tower, and perhaps even all the way to Australia. This is Philip Williams in London reporting for AM.